It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Palm Beach Cardinals, the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you here for the Marauders pregame show, Space Night, here at Lee Cobb Park. We're about to see a swearing-in of some new Air Force folks down on the field. So while that is going on, we set the scene for you here in Game 5 of the series. The Marauders winners last night, final score of 6-1 over the Cardinals. It was their third consecutive victory. They have now won six of their last seven and sit in first place in the West Division. Tonight, the Marauders look to right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario for another scout. He will be opposed by right-hander Jose Davila here for the penultimate game of the series. So the Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals set for a 6:30 p.m. first pitch tonight here at Lee Cobb. We will step aside when we come back, a pregame conversation with last night's starting pitcher, right-hander Valentin Linares. Six scoreless innings, matched his season high with seven strikeouts. Linares gives us a glimpse into what sorts of adjustments and growth and learning curve has gone into this, his first season at the single-A level. All that and more coming up next from Valentin Linares, our pregame guest. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with last night's starter, Valentin Linares. And pitching coach Jorman Bazzardo is going to help translate for us tonight. Valentin, six scoreless innings for you last night. What was working so well for you?
Que anoche tiraste seis innings en cero. ¿Qué era lo que estaba trabajando para ti?
Bueno, lo que estaba trabajando era ser agresivo y atacando la zona de try lo más que pude.
The main focus was to attack the zone with Matusi. Like everything was just attack, be aggressive in the zone.
Y otra cosa es que también eso fue motivo de la competencia que estábamos como en primer lugar y eso.
So the motivation that right now we're fighting for the first place, and so everybody's going like, you know, the level of competition is just, you know, it's just there, the good vibe from everybody. So.
You've been pitching very well lately. Have you made any changes recently, or with your mechanics or your focus?
Que tú has estado pitchando últimamente mejor que como al principio. ¿Hiciste algún tipo de cambio con la mecánica, mentalmente?
No, yo mismo me propuse a terminar fuerte, a dar mi mejor esfuerzo a la final de la temporada, porque mi inicio no fue tan bueno, pero quise dar un poco más actitud al final de la temporada y creo quiero seguir así, si te lo permite.
So he said that I proposed myself to just to finish hard, the, like whatever he had left in the tank, because he didn't want to think about too much of the bad outings. He just wanted to look forward, and he, that's what the things that he's been doing, look, just to finish hard.
Visiting with Valentin Linares here on the pregame show with Yorman Bizardo translating. Valentin, have you learned anything new, learned any big important lessons from Yorman and the rest of the coaching staff this season?
¿Que hay algún punto que tú hayas aprendido esta temporada de mi parte o de alguno de los otros coaches?
Claro, siempre se aprende porque siempre ellos están dando el apoyo con la parte débil que tenemos. Siempre están ahí para ayudarnos y sostenernos siempre en pie.
He said, of course, I've always been I've been able to have a belt mentality when it comes to like getting knowledge from all coaches, not just me, and he's kind of appreciate that the coaching staff like share their weakness so they can work on during practice days. And I think the main thing is him. He's been able to listen to everybody and to learn from everybody. I mean,
when you were young, growing up in the Dominican, who were your role models?
Cuando estabas en Dominicana, ¿quién era el que tú veías grande? O sea, ¿quién era tu rol?
Mariano Rivera, me gustaba Pedro Martínez.
Mariano Rivera and Pedro Martínez.
When did you decide that you wanted to play baseball professionally?
¿Que cuando tú decidiste jugar en un béisbol profesional?
Yo decidí cuando me dieron la oportunidad, la pirata. Eso era, yo cumplí 17 años y iba a cumplir 18 años. Iba a cumplir 18, 2018.
Entonces, ¿sabes? ¿Practicabas antes de los piratas? ¿Cómo qué edad más o menos comenzaste?
Mi inicio fue 14 a 15 años. Me tomé unos tres años para jugar profesional. Fue una preparación muy fuerte.
Para, I started late, 14, 15 years old, but like it took him like 3 years to kind of get on the rhythm of knowing how to pitch and knowing like pick signs and all that. You know, pitch pretty much. So. It took him 3 years. So.
Incluso alguna vez no sé ni recibí una pelota bien.
It was hard for him to even like catch the ball. So now he's able to at least take ground balls.
We'll finish with this one. Your first season at Single A, Valentin. What has been your favorite part of this season at this level?
Que ya estamos a punto de terminar la temporada. ¿Qué, cuál ha sido como lo que recuerdes más bonito o lo que te haya resaltado de esta temporada?
Bueno, es un momento que estamos aquí en compañeros y ayudándonos a nosotros, aconsejando a algunos de los compañeros que aceptan el consejo y eso. Eso me algo que me motiva y ayudando a quien pida mi ayuda.
Is it pretty much the friendship that we have in the team, like the vibe, like guys get along each other? So he loved the fact that everybody can like criticize each other, and you know they never get mad. It's just they just kind of push each other. You know what I mean? So that's the thing that stood out for him like this year.
Sí. Otro punto es como que me gusta porque esta es como mi familia, me siento en familia ya aquí y incluso cuando ya estoy tengo un mes, dos meses ya yo quiero estar por acá trabajando.
And the other thing is like this feels like family, so like this is home from away from home pretty much.
Thank you for your time, Valentin. Gracias por el tiempo.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Arado helping translate. Back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Leacom Park as the Marauders pregame show continues. It is time to meet the starting lineups, beginning with the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals. A record of 23-17 here in the second half. The Cardinals have lost three games in a row and are now just two games above 500 overall in the season, 53-51. However, they still do lead the East Division of the Florida State League by one game over second place St. Lucie. Here's how the Cardinals line up tonight. Center fielder Victor Scott leads off. He has an 11-game on-base streak going. Shortstop Brody Moore is batting second. First baseman Thomas Francisco hits third. Designated hitter Elijah Cabell, who homered in last night's game, bats cleanup. Left fielder is Nathan Church. He hits fifth. Catcher Jimmy Crooks bats sixth. Third baseman R.J. Yeager batting seventh. He is making his first appearance in this series. Right fielder Alex Iadesurnia hits eighth. And the second baseman Darlene Moquete bats ninth for the Cardinals, who send right-hander Jose Davila to the mound. Davila, still just 19 years old, from Maracaibo, Venezuela. This will be just his third single-A start here in 2022. He has put up good numbers in a Palm Beach uniform thus far. Over those first two starts, 9 2/3 innings, an ERA of 0, has yet to allow an earned run, holding opponents to a 1.24. He has been a little bit wild, though. 7 walks over 6 strikeouts over those 9 2/3 innings. That's what the Marauders go up against tonight. Meanwhile, for the Marauders, a record of 26-14 in the second half. They have won 3 straight games, as well as 6 of their last 7, and they currently lead the Tampa Tarpons by 2 games for first place atop the FSL West Division. Here's how Bradenton lines up in this game. Shortstop Sung Che Chang leads off. He has a 7-game hit streak going, during which he is batting just shy of 500. Center fielder Sergio Campagna also scorching hot as of late. Campagna batting .389 over his last 5 games. He is batting second, with right fielder Tanner Treadaway batting third. He is making his single-A debut this evening. Treadaway, the Pirates' 10th round draft selection this year out of Oklahoma. He'll be playing on the opposite side of the diamond from his former Oklahoma teammate, Jimmy Crooks, the Cardinals' catcher tonight. Third baseman Jack Brannigan batting cleanup. He's hitting well over his first 5 games at single-A. Catcher Wyatt Hendry will bat fifth. Designated hitter Bubba Chandler bats sixth. First baseman Juan Jerez bats seventh. Second baseman Norquis Marcos is in the 8th slot. And left fielder Dion Walker, the Georgia native, making his single-A debut as well tonight. Walker's been plugging away the past couple of years in the Florida Complex League / Gulf Coast League, and we are excited to see the talented Walker make his single-A debut here tonight. Looking at mostly blue skies overhead here at Leacom Park with some fluffy white clouds off in the distance in each and every which way here. Should be a perfect night for baseball, albeit a warm one, here on this Saturday in Bradenton, Florida. There you have it. Your starting lineups, your pitching matchup. And that's the scene for tonight's Saturday battle between the Marauders and the Palm Beach Cardinals. Game 5 of the series coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org and the Ad Council.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us at Leacom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together,
Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Leacon Park, where the Marauders face the Palm Beach Cardinals for Game 5 of a six-game series, and we jump right into it. Yoelvis Del Rosario, right-hander, starts for the Marauders tonight. His windup in the game's first pitch to Victor Scott, swung on foul back out of play. And right away, we're underway at 6:30 p.m., right on schedule, 88 degrees and partly cloudy here at Leacon Park in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome you in. Spencer Smith with you here on Space Night at Leacon Park. Breeze across the field from left to right. The 0-1 pitch to Scott. Left-handed batter takes outside. 4-1. Fastball at 95 there from UNLV's Del Rosario. All of us staff members here at Leacon, myself included, all donning the astronaut uniforms tonight. Next pitch in for a strike. Count 1-2. Got the blue suits. Got the white suits. The orange ones. A whole lot of color. And all of us trying to play the part here on Space Night as we partner with the Bishop Museum of Science and Nature. 1-2 pitches swung on, bounced softly, first base side of the mound, picked up by Del Rosario, quickly throws to first, working around the incoming base runner Scott, and gets the out there. And the leadoff man of the game is retired. One away, a nice athletic play by Yoelvis Del Rosario. Quickly meeting the Marauders' defense. In the outfield from left to right, it's Dion Walker, Sergio Campagna, and Tanner Treadaway. On the infield, Jack Brannigan starts at third base. Sungjae Chang at shortstop. Norquis Marcos at second base. Juan Jerez, the first base. Cody Moore taking low and inside for ball one. Yoelvis Del Rosario, one of the faster workers on the Marauder pitching staff. He's into his windup in the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, bounced to short. Sungjae Chang waits back on it, taps the mitt, throws to first in time, and a couple of ground outs back-to-back. Give us two away here in the visitors' half of the first inning. We also welcome any Cardinals fans listening in this evening. Happy to have you along for the ride. Cardinals looking to snap a three-game losing streak. They trail this series 3-1. They took the opening game this week. Tuesday night, won that game by a final score of 6-4. Pitch to Thomas Francisco, misses upstairs for ball one. Slugging first baseman, native of Bristol, Tennessee. Hitting .289 over 25 games for the Cards. Three home runs, 23 RBI. The 1-0. Francisco looks at one just outside for ball two. Just underway here in Bradenton. Zeros all the way across the scoreboard for both clubs. Del Rosario, the motion, and the 2-0 pitch. Check swing, and that one called a strike anyway on Francisco. As will be the case for the rest of the weekend, the challenge system is in place tonight with Warren Eubanks, the plate umpire, Sam Carey on the bases. Now the 2-1 from the righty. Francisco swings and lines one to second, out of the reach of the second baseman. Marcos into right center for a hit. Over to cut it off, Campagna, and a bobble by Campagna in right center field, and that allows Francisco to take an extra base. Francisco was already thinking to, but that bobble in right center by Sergio Campagna solidifying his opinion there, and so he takes second base standing up. That'll be ruled a single and an E8. Normally sure-handed Campagna committing just his third error of the season. That'll bring up Elijah Cabell, who homered for the Cardinals' only run in last night's game. The pitch. Take in under the hands, and that's on the inside corner, actually, for strike one. Cabell stands very close to home plate. He's got those toes very close to the chalk line, nearest to the dish. Two outs with the runner on second. It's Thomas Francisco. The 0-1. Breaking ball cut on it. Missed for strike two. Del Rosario going slider. Brings a four-seam fastball, slider and changeup. Changeup on the harder side of things. Tends to be in the upper 80s from the righty. Cabell calls time, thinking about things before he gets resituated for the 0-2 pitch. Del Rosario set at the belt. A look back at second where Francisco takes a small lead. The 0-2 pitch, a wave and a miss by Cabell. Strike three, and it's a scoreless first inning by Yoelvis Del Rosario. Man left stranded here in the first. The Marauders coming up here on Space Night. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Some fans for the fans down in the seating bowl tonight at Leacon Park. Sung Che Chang leads off the bottom of the first for the Marauders. Takes the first pitch a little high from right-hander Jose Davila. Goes around the neck, little fans, as some folks are wearing down in the seats tonight. Chang shows bunt and botches it. Can't connect with a high pitch there from Davila. And count 1-1. Sweltering Saturday night here at Leacon Park. No score. The windup in the pitch by Davila, and Chang takes high and outside for ball two. Seven-game hit streak for Sung Jae. He's got a 356 on-base percentage on the year. Davila's 2-1. Chang takes a high strike two. Didn't care for the call, but opts not to challenge it. Yoelvis Del Rosario pitching around a two-out single for a scoreless top of the first on the mound for Bradenton. 2-2 now. Chang swings and lines into center field. There's a base hit for Chang. An 8-game hitting streak for the Marauders leadoff man. Solid start for Bradenton Bats. Let's meet the Palm Beach defense in this game. In the outfield from left to right, we're looking at Nathan Church, Victor Scott, and Alex Iadesernia. Around the horn on the infield, it's R.J. Yeager at third base. Brody Moore at shortstop tonight. Darlene Moquette playing second base. Thomas Francisco over at first base. And the catcher is Jimmy Crooks. Crooks' former Oklahoma teammate, Tanner Treadaway, waiting on deck now for the Marauders. He's set to make his single-A debut tonight. Chang aboard with the leadoff single, stroked into center. Here's Sergio Campagna. The pitch. Swung on, grounded up the middle. Snagged by the pitcher. Davila goes to second for one. On to first. Not nearly in time to get the fleet-footed Campagna. But how about a heck of a play reaching. Davila snags that hot shot. And throws to second for the force out. Another look at that hot hit back to the mound. And, yeah, a little behind-the-back grab there. Right-hander comes up with it. Gets the force play at second on Chang. Now here comes Tanner Treadaway for his single-A debut. 10th-round pick this year out of Oklahoma by the Pirates. Here's the pitch. Right-handed batter Treadaway takes the low and outside. Treadaway, 68 games for the Sooners this spring, slashed .370, the .414 OBP, .549 slugging percentage. The set by Davila, and the 1-0. Treadaway takes a high strike, it's 1-1. So the two teammates, who are teammates at Oklahoma, very recently, just within the past handful of weeks, Treadaway and catcher Jimmy Crooks for the Cardinals, standing just mere inches away from each other right now. Righty on a righty, one out and a runner on first for the Marauders. Here's the pitch. Treadaway takes over the outside corner for strike two. Two games down the Florida Complex League for Treadaway before joining the team yesterday. Went 1-for-5 with a double for his first pro hit down in the FCL. Long look in by Davila, now sets. The 1-2 pitch, Treadaway swings in, bounces it to second, could be two. Moquette flips to Moore for one, Moore to first. In time, a good reach and a good dig by Francisco. 4-6-3, double play ends the inning. No score here at Leacon Park. We head to the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24-7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experience of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive.
Back here at Lecom Park is Yoavi Del Rosario deals a first pitch strike. And here on Space Night in Bradenton, we welcome a special guest into the booth, Dina Tigalero. Dina, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Dina is the planetarium manager of the Bishop Museum of Science and Nature, located right up the road from this ballpark, right here in Bradenton, as we see a bouncing ball hit to second base. Norquis Marcos lobs over to first, in time, one away. So Dina is planetarium manager over the Bishop Museum. Describe to our listeners a little bit about what your role entails day-to-day at the museum.
So I'm the planetarium manager, which means I run the day-to-day shows, and there are some live star talks that we do on the weekends on Saturday and Sunday, as well as a monthly show in the evenings on Wednesday called Stelliferous, where I get a little bit more in-depth about what's going on in the world of astronomy.
Fantastic. Ball one misses outside to Jimmy Crooks. We're visiting with Dina Tigalero, planetarium manager for the Bishop Museum of Science and Nature. And so you mentioned star talks are part of the regular programming over there. What exactly are star talks?
So I love to give a tour of the night sky that you can see from here in Bradenton and point out the different kind, if there are any meteor showers going on, stuff like that.
Bouncing ball hit to Norquis Marcos at second base again. He ranges far to his left and takes care of this one for a quick out number two. So we have some special information here at the ballpark, and if you're tuned into the stream here from within the seating bowl, we invite you to take a look down the information table just inside the main gate. You got pamphlets and all sorts of interesting information on what the Bishop Museum offers, and of course here on Space Night we're focusing on space, of course, and all the planetarium aspects of the Bishop Museum in particular here. What are some of your favorite specific topics and details to teach visitors about at the museum?
Well, my personal favorite are planets and moons, but I also love talking about current events. So the James Webb images that were just released are a hot topic right now, and I love talking to visitors about them.
Those were some beautiful images. I love that when those came out.
Yeah.
One ball, one strike, the count on R.J. Yeager. He's batting with two outs, and nobody on here for Palm Beach in the second inning. 1-1 pitch is cut on and missed for strike two. Have you been to the ballpark here yet?
This is my first time, actually. I've only lived in Sarasota area for about a year now.
Oh, welcome to the area.
Thank
yeah,
you.
We actually spoke before the game briefly about you've been to the Bishop Museum for a few months now.
Yes, about 3 or 4 months.
Rosario misses high with a 1-2. And tell us, how exactly did you arrive in this role with the Bishop Museum? What inspired you to pursue this?
So I went to the University of Florida and got my degree in astronomy. While I was there, I started working in a planetarium in Gainesville, and that led me on the path I'm on now. So I love communication in the field of astronomy.
Wonderful. Scorching shot down the left field line. A fair ball off the bat of R.J. Yeager. He's going to get a couple of bases on this one. So he's in there at second base with a double. So pretty much straight from college into the field you're working in right now. What if there may be some folks listening in who are maybe thinking about pursuing work in the field of astronomy or something related to this, what would your suggestions be to them on a route to take or opportunities to look for?
I would say definitely check out your local planetarium, because I learned so much working in a planetarium, almost as much as I learned at the University of Florida, if not.
Alex Ayad to Cernia bats next for the Cardinals. He blasts one up the middle. It's into center field for a base hit, coming around to score around third base. It'll be R.J. Yeager, and the Cardinals take a 1-0 lead here in the second inning at Lecom Park. Well, just opening up the pamphlet a little bit and looking at the planetarium section here on this little trifold, an all-digital full-dome theater. So that's really an immersive experience, so you feel like, as a guest, you're under the night sky, basically.
Exactly, and that's also what's so inspiring, is because you really get a sense of your place in the universe.
Really is vast when you kind of take a moment to savor it, and we have our actual background here on the MLB TV stream. We've got the whole space background, the excellent Logan Butler putting together all these backgrounds and all this fantastic artwork. Darlene Moquette bats next for the Cardinals. Runner on first and two outs. Pitch by Del Rosario. Swung on, lifted to left field. Deion Walker an opportunity here. He settles underneath and makes the catch for out number three. Well, Dina Tigalero, Planetarium Manager of the Bishop Museum of Science and Nature, we thank you for joining us, and we encourage all of our listeners to visit the Bishop Museum when they can.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here.
Thanks so much for having me. Pleasure having you up here. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, fan appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911.
Space Knight here at Leacom Park rolls right along, and a breaking ball in for a strike to begin the at-bat to Jack Brannigan. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Palm Beach leading 1-0 over the Marauders. Quickly working, Jose Davila. He offers one up to Brannigan. He swings and lifts it to left field. Over and to his left, Nathan Church makes the catch on the light jog for out number one. As our MLB TV viewers just saw, all of us staff members here are decked down the full astronaut replica regalia. Got a look at our very own Nolan Bialik wandering down the seating bowl. He's got the space cowboy look going on, pairing the cowboy hat with the astronaut suit. Wyatt Hendry swings the first pitch and lifts it foul down the right field line. We had the pleasure of visiting with Dina Tigalero, planetarium manager for the Bishop Museum of Science and Nature, located right up the road from Leacom Park. 0-1 pitch is in for strike two on Wyatt Hendry. Dina's sharing all sorts of fun information about the planetarium over at the Bishop Museum and what guests can expect to see and learn when they go there. 0-2 pitch is low and outside for ball one. I tell you, we've had some beautiful skies in Bradenton lately. At nighttime, when we've been able to see some of the stars and constellations. Full moon recently also. So again, a special thanks to Dina Tigalero, planetarium manager over at the Bishop Museum, for her time and joining us on the air this evening. The windup by Davila and the 2-2. Hendry swings and bounces one hard through the left side into left field for a base hit. So Wyatt Hendry hitting safely in three straight games now. He's looking at a solid month of August. Came in with a .367 on base percentage this month. Bubba Chandler, a second inning opportunity at the plate. Palm Beach 1, Bradenton nothing on this warm Saturday night at Leacom Park. Davila tosses, and Chandler a big hack and a miss. Jose Davila perhaps one of the fastest workers on the mound the Marauders have faced this season. Chandler switch hitter batting left-handed. Tying run on first, go-ahead run at the plate. Here's the 0-1. He takes strike two on the Davila fastball, 92 miles per hour on the gun. Wyatt Hendry, the runner at first, held on by Thomas Francisco. Davila checks the runner. The pitch, high and inside, brushes Chandler back a bit. RBI double in the top of the second off the bat of Alex Iadesurnia has put the Cardinals in front in this game. Here's the set of the belt. The 1-2. Swinging a soft line drive left center. Drops in for a base hit. Hendry wants third. Center fielder up with a ball, and Scott will throw it lightly into second base. Wyatt Hendry goes first to third on the Bubba Chandler single. Bubba Chandler, a nice five-game hit streak now, and the Marauders have something brewing here in the second inning. Inside-out swing by Chandler on a pitch low and inside. Able to muscle it out into shallow left center field for a single. First and third with only one away. Here's Juan Jerez. He had the night off last night. The pitch. Jerez swings and bounces one to third base. He goes there to retire Jerez. But scoring from third on the play is Wyatt Hendry's. Bubba Chandler advances to second safely. RBI ground out by Jerez. Picks up the Marauders' tying run tonight. We're locked at one apiece. And for Juan Jerez, his ninth run batted in of his last 10 games. Now Norquis Marcos to the dish. The pitch. Swing and a miss through a first pitch curveball. Two down for the Marauders, who have the go-ahead run on second base in Bubba Chandler. Marcos gets the 0-1. Takes a breaking ball in the dirt again. Good block by Jimmy Crooks. Marcos throwing up the left hand, a stop sign for his teammate Chandler over at second. Bubba Chandler surveying that outfield defense behind him. Checking the depth of the three men in the outfield for the Cardinals. Now the 1-1 to Marcos. Fastball taken for strike two. RBI double giving the Palm Beach Cardinals the first run of the game. The Marauders have tied it up here in the bottom of the second on a Juan Jerez RBI groundout. Now Davila checks second. Comes home with a 1-2. Marcos frozen on a breaking ball. Strike three. The inning is over. Chandler left stranded. But the Marauders tied up at one here in the second inning. We're on to the third here at LeagueCom. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at LeagueCom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repair, video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Marauders 1, Cardinals 1 here at LeagueCom Park. We open the third inning. Victor Scott leading off for Palm Beach, and he takes a heater high from UAB's Del Rosario, 1-0 the count. Marauders right-hander allowing an RBI single to Alex Iadesurnia in the second. Next pitch to Scott, swung on foul back. Scott, a pretty aggressive hitter, but at the same time has some pretty good discipline going on. 9 walks in his first 11 games at single A. The windup and Del Rosario's 1-1. Scott swings and blasts a ground ball to second. Diving the backhand knockdown by Norquis Marcos, but he stands up and doesn't have time to make a play as Victor Scott legs it out for an infield single. So Victor Scott now with a 12-game on-base streak. This guy just always finds a way, and right after the Marauders tie the score at 1, Cardinals have the go-ahead run aboard to begin the third. Brody Moore to the plate next. One run, four hits for Palm Beach. One run, three hits for Bradenton. Pickoff to first. Del Rosario very swiftly and five steals and eight tries on the season. Righty on righty matchup. Here's the pitch. Moore takes a swing, pops it up. First base side, far out of play. In addition to all the fun aesthetics here at Leacom Park, all those staff members dressed up in the astronaut suits here for Space Night and the themed headshots on the video board out in left center for both teams. Also got some fun activities for the kiddos, members of the First Mates Kids Club. Have some fun themed activities tonight. Breaking ball, a little too high for ball two. And if you're listening to the game from the Seating Bowl tonight, if you haven't had the chance yet, stop by that Kids Club table as the Marauders challenge that call. And it is upheld, so remains one ball and one strike. Speedy Victor Scott on first base for Palm Beach. Nobody out. Pickoff again by Del Rosario. Scott back in safely. Marauders in the home whites down on the field. Cardinals in the red jerseys, gray pants here on the road. 1-1 offering. That one taken just low for ball two. The Marauders are challenging this one. Overturned. That is strike two. So it goes from 2-1 to 1-2. Nifty fastball right about knee height. One ball, two strikes on Brody Moore. Here's the pitch. Swung on, rolled to second, could be two. Marcos bobbles it and can't make a play anywhere. Oh, that one's going to hurt. Norquis Marcos, his second error in as many games, and the Marauders are going to deal with a two-on-nobody-out jam. Looks like your typical case of Marcos had it in his glove. So this will force Del Rosario into some additional pitches perhaps this inning. Already the second error of the game for the Marauders. The errors continue to be a thorn in the side for Bradenton. Second highest error total in the Florida State League, trailing only the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Thomas Francisco, the batter. First and second, nobody out. The pitch is swung on, rope to first. Juan Jerez grabs it, dives to first. No, couldn't quite double him off. Juan Jerez, a heads-up play there, snagging that line drive, almost able to double off. The runner on first base, Brody Moore, not quite in time. Head-first sprawling dive, trying to touch the bag with a glove, and Brody Moore just narrowly beats him back to the bag. Now Jerez giving a little piece of something to Brendan Dixon, who comes off the Marauders bench. And I think Jerez's sunglasses got damaged. Well, that could provide an interesting twist of fate here for the Marauders. The sun of this hour here at Leacom on the third base side of the ballpark can make things difficult for the right side of the infield. First and second, one gone for Elijah Cabell. Del Rosario checking second, runner dancing, and the pitch. Breaking ball falls into the zone for strike one. Score tied at one. The Cardinals threatening with two men aboard. Couple looks back at second. The 0-1 pitch. Cabell takes a breaking ball outside. Victor Scott on second base. He represents the go-ahead run for Palm Beach. Brody Moore on first base. Infield single and an E4 in that error. in that order, I should say. 1-1 pitch, swung on, bounce softly to short. Chang charges. He gloves it. Quickly throws to first in time on the money to get Cabell. That is the only shot, and in third on the play, albeit with two outs. Now Nathan Church, a reliable contact hitter, comes to the plate. Second and third with two outs. Yoelvis Del Rosario trying to keep this game tied at 1-1, top of the third inning. The set and the pitch to Church. Backdoor breaker over for a strike. Alex Iadesernia, RBI single in the second for Palm Beach. Marauders tied it up on an RBI ground down by Juan Jerez. Del Rosario pauses. Lifts his leg, deals the 0-1. Church swings it to one hopper, right back to Del Rosario on the mound. A leaping grab, underhand toss to Jerez at first. In time, and the inning is over. Palm Beach strands a pair in scoring position. We're through 2.5 here at Lecom Park. The Marauders and Cardinals tied at 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your town, the official free-to-play game of minor league baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences? Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend championship weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Base night here at Lecom Park rolls along to the bottom of the third inning, and Dion Walker making his single-A debut for the Marauders. Stands in, looks at a first-pitch fastball strike from Cardinals right-hander Jose Davila. Score tied at 1. Dion Walker, Georgia native, just bumped up to Bradenton yesterday. Wind up in the 0-1. Walker swings and misses out in front of a breaking ball for strike 2. Walker drafted by the Pirates in 2019, 35th-round selection out of Hillgrove High School in suburban Atlanta. Tall stance from the right side. Here comes the 0-2. Walker, fastball, frozen, strike 3. So Walker down on strikes. That's the second strikeout tonight for Jose Davila. And that sends it back to the top of the order with Sungjae Chang. Both teams scoring their runs in their respective halves of the second inning. Pitch to Chang is a bit high for ball 1. In the challenge department so far tonight, the Marauders with 2 challenges remaining. Palm Beach retaining all 3 to this point in the game. Next pitch high and inside on a breaking ball. Chang with a line drive single to center field, his first at bat. That immediately extended his hitting streak to 8 consecutive games, his longest of the year. The 1-0, way outside. That was actually the 1-1. Working quickly, Davila's next toss. Chang looks at a strike. Wind up, and the right-hander's next offering. High and inside, and Chang draws ball 4. So a single and a walk tonight for Chang. Entered this game with a .356 on base percentage. And that figure continues to climb and climb and climb. Chang is having a heck of a time lately over his last week or so. Here's Sergio Campagna, who bounced into a fielder's choice his first time. Go-ahead run on first in Chang. Here's the toss. Swing and a miss. Campagna guessed fastball. He got the curveball. Campagna showing the high socks, high black socks with the gold horizontal stripes around the calf. 0-1. Breaking ball almost comes high and tight. Campagna challenges it as it's called a strike. Warren Eubanks looks to the booth, and this call has been overturned. One ball and one strike instead of 0-2. Breaking ball was very close. Campagna ends up making the right decision, though. Davila ready the belt. Pitch number 3 to Campagna. Breaking ball cut on a miss for strike 2. Breaking ball working well. Fastball, pretty good command so far tonight from Davila. Giving you the numbers earlier in the broadcast, Davila's walks outnumbering the strikeouts through his first two single-A starts in the year. 7-6. 1-2. Fastball puts away Campagna on the outside corner, strike 3, but he's going to challenge this call as well. Let's see what happens. Call is upheld, strike 3. And just like that, the Marauders down to their final challenge on the evening. Two punch-outs for Davila here in the third inning for a total of 3 on the night. First-place Marauders tied with the Palm Beach Cardinals, first-place team of the East Division. Score 1-1 here at the bottom of the third. Tanner Treadaway stands in, swings and rolls one hard to the shortstop. More underhand flip to Moquette. Force play at second base ends the inning, and we're through 3 here at Lecon Park. Score still knotted at 1 apiece. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Cloudy Saturday here at Lecon Park in Bradenton as we welcome you back in. Game 5 of a 6-game series. And a little delay on the field here. Looks like out in right center block. Sergio Campagna taking care of business. A little flip over the tall wall up there. Here we go. Yoelvis Del Rosario, the windup in the pitch to Jimmy Crooks, the Palm Beach catcher, takes a fastball strike. Crooks, Cardinals. Fourth-round draft pick out of Oklahoma this season. The 0-1. Lefty batter swings and rolls one over the mound. Shortstop Chang behind the bag at second. Nice, easy sidearm toss onto first in time to retire Crooks. One out for the visitors. That'll bring up R.J. Yeager, who doubled and then came around to score back in the second. those who are recently joining us, both teams' runs scored in the second inning as we are tied at 1-1 here. R.J. Yeager, a double, scored on an Alex Iadesurnia single. Yeager goes after the first pitch here and pops it up on the right side of the infield. First baseman Juan Jerez called off by the second baseman Marcos, yelling plenty loudly. And good communication there. Marcos puts it away with a two-handed catch. Now Alex Iadesurnia, he of the aforementioned RBI single back in the second inning. Bats for the second time now. Two outs, nobody aboard. Wind up and pitch by Yoelvis Del Rosario. Swung on and missed. Went off speed on Iadesurnia. Iadesurnia, born in Staten Island, New York, makes his home in Central Jersey these days. Next pitch is a slider from Del Rosario, called a strike. May have been the changeup. Either way, he's ahead 0-2. The motion, the pitch. Iadesurnia swinging a line drive, base hit to right field. So Yoelvis Del Rosario yet to record a clean inning tonight. Although all said and done, at least to this point, he has been effective in keeping the Cardinals, for the most part, off the board. So it's a two-hit night out of the eight hole in the order for Alex Iadesurnia. Darlene Mokete gets a second opportunity now. Go ahead, run on first for Palm Beach. Here in the fourth inning. Pitch ruled high by Warren Eubanks. Ball one. A reminder, the Marauders have just one challenge remaining tonight. Palm Beach retaining all three meanwhile. 1-0 pitch. That fastball there for a strike. The Marauders are in search of their fourth consecutive win. It would clinch a series win for them here against Palm Beach this week. They've also won six of their last seven. 1-1 coming. Fastball low and in the dirt. Scooped out by Hendry. No advance from Iadesurnia off of first. So the Marauders have won two straight series as well, and five of their last six series. Trying to continue that trend. Long pause by the righty, the 2-1 toss. Swing and a dribbler in front of home plate. This is picked up. Fair ball. Hendry throws to first, and that gets Mokete, who didn't move out of the box. And Darlene Mokete, none too happy with the fair ball call from Warren Eubanks on the 6-inch dribbler in front of home plate. Well, the inning comes to an eventful close. We're through 3.5, score tied at 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. At Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Leecom Park on this warm Saturday evening in Bradenton, Florida. Spencer Smith back with you now as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Marauders and the Cardinals tied at one. And Jack Brannigan gets the Marauders going here. First pitch swinging, he fouls it back. 0-1 the count. Both teams run, scoring in their respective halves of the second inning. RBI single outside to Cernia for Palm Beach. RBI ground out Juan Jerez for the Marauders. 0-1 to Brannigan. Breaking ball. Tried to backdoor it over the inside corner, but missed. Did Davila. Count is 1-1. Jack Brannigan, a soft fly out to left field, his first trip. Tall right-hander. Delivers the 1-1. Curveball again. This one over for strike two. 2 fast-working right-handers as Brannigan trying to throw Davila off his rhythm a bit. Calls time. Steps out. Takes a practice swing. Now the 1-2 on its way. Breaking ball. Swung on. Chopped foul. Bouncing back up off the ground. Hitting Brannigan's back. Quick check of the out-of-town scoreboard. Tampa Tarpons currently leading the Dunedin Blue Jays 1-0. Top of the fourth inning, an hour north of us. That game crucial, of course, because the Marauders lead the Tampa Tarpons by 2 games for first place in the West Division. Next toss is tapped foul. 1-2. So it's been helpful for the Marauders as they have won their last 3 games. The Tarpons have lost each of their last 2, so that's helped build a little bit of distance between the two clubs. Another 1-2 coming. Breaking ball left high. Brannigan a sharp eye, 2-2. A crucial series, of course, coming up next week for the Marauders. They'll hit the road up to Tampa. 6-game series with the Tarpons, single-A Yankees affiliate. 2-2. Fastball swung on, drilled, high and deep to right center. Alex Iadesurnia back, looking up. Goodbye, baseball! Jack Brannigan's first Lee Cobb Park home run! His second long ball at single-A. And the Marauders take a 2-1 lead. Just a gorgeous opposite field stroke by Jack Brannigan, and he seemed to know it almost right away. That solo blast makes it onto the boardwalk in right center field. Wyatt Hendry follows up here. Pitch by Davila. There's a swing and a pop-up. First base side. Over Thomas Francisco, the first baseman. Out of play. Oh, heads up. Little boy probably 8 or 9 years old there. Trying to field that pop-up. Wyatt Hendry, a single his first time. Davila, the motion, and the 0-1. Hendry swings and it's a one-hopper right back to Davila on the mound. Shortens the distance at first, little overhand dart throw to Francisco at first, and plenty of time to get Hendry. Bubba Chandler for his second plate appearance now. Flared a soft single to left center his first time up. Here's the pitch. Left-handed batter turns quickly away from that high and inside heater. Jose Davila trying to back Chandler off the plate there. Not the first one high and tight he has taken tonight. The 1-0. Fastball swung on, bounced hard. Foul up the first baseline. Casey Harms lets it go. Go-ahead solo shot to right center field. On fielding has given the Marauders a 2-1 lead. Davila rocks and fires. 1-1. Skips in the dirt and gets away from Crooks. Matt Brannigan home run. His second in just 6 games at single-A and his first at Lee Cobb Park. Now the 2-1 pitch. Chandler swings and lifts a high towering fly ball to right field. Iadesurnia easing back now a few slow steps to his left. Makes the catch for the second out. Well, that'll bring up Juan Jerez. His first time up, an RBI ground out. Bubba Chandler, as he got back to the dugout, pantomiming that last swing to a couple of his teammates. First pitch is in the dirt to Jerez for ball one. Chandler, as he pantomimed that last swing of the at-bat, just sort of shaking his head to himself, saying, just missed it. That wasn't the one. 1-0 to Jerez from Davila. That is low. Cardinals, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. Marauders, 2 runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors. The 2-0 offering. Jerez looks at a breaking ball low and away, and Davila falls behind, 3 balls and no strikes. This is just the second 3-ball count that Davila has gone to. First one was to Sung Che Chang, who worked a walk in the 3rd inning. 3-0 now. Swung on. Fouled back. Jerez going for a pitch that appeared to be right out over the middle of the plate. 3-1 the count to the Marauders' first baseman. The pitch. Low and outside, he lost him. Juan Jerez works a 5-pitch walk. Marauders not finished yet here in the fourth inning. Ortiz Marcos will stand in next. Bradenton trying to stretch its newfound one-run lead. First offering to Marcos. Fastball upstairs. 40 games at the single-A level for Ortiz Marcos. Hitting just 184 on the season with two home runs. 12 runs batted in. One of those home runs coming just two nights ago. 1-0. Swings and misses through a breaking ball. Marcos is seeing the ball well over his last four games. He and the base runner Juan Jerez getting the signals from third base coach Gustavo Omana. Marcos, last four games, hitting .333, 4 for 12. 1-1. Checks his swing and a pitch in the dirt, and he could not hold up. Strike two. Warren Eubanks played umpire, making the call himself as Marcos went too far around. Careful lead off of first base by Jerez. 1-2 coming. There goes Jerez for second. Pitch low. Throw to second by Crooks. Bounces into center field. Jerez up. He's running to third base, and he will get there standing up. Throwing error by Jimmy Crooks on the stolen base by Juan Jerez, who ends up on third base on the play. Jerez catching a break there as he was probably dead to rights there. Throw had him beat by quite a bit. If Moquette, the second baseman, had been able to make the pick. 13th steal and 14 tries on the year for Jerez. Marcos trying to bring him home now. The 2-2 pitch. Marcos with a swing and a tapper foul. Errors for Palm Beach this season have not been a big issue. Cardinals have the second lowest error total among the 10 teams in the league. Now Davila sets another 2-2 to Marcos. Takes low and outside. Breaking ball. Ortiz Marcos with runners in scoring position this season. Batting .242. 3-2 offering from Davila is low and outside for ball four. Marcos working the walk and the inning continues. The Marauders now with runners on the corners. Juan Jerez on third base, Ortiz Marcos on first, and Dion Walker, just his second single-A plate appearance coming up here, trying to drive in a run, maybe two. 6'4", 180 pounds. A lot of leverage from this big fella in the right-handed batter's box, and the pitch is low, not by much, for ball one. Now step off by Davila, wiping the sweat with his forearms from his forehead, removing that hat, and he's going to draw a mound visit from the catcher, Jimmy Crooks. All four infielders are going to join the chatter here. For those just joining us in the last few minutes, Jack Brannigan homered to right center field onto the boardwalk here at Lee Cobb for his second single-A home run. That has given the Marauders a 2-1 lead. Now Bradenton threatening with two additional base runners. Juan Jerez on third base. He got a 5-pitch walk, stole second base, took third when Jimmy Crooks, the catcher, bounced the throw to second base into center field. And now on first base on a 6-pitch walk is Ortiz Marcos. Dion Walker settles back into the box, the count 1-0. Here's the toss from Davila. It misses low for ball two. Davila trying to nibble here. He's getting himself into some deep plate appearances. Now some action in the Cardinals' bullpen. Right-hander Brian Pope, who we saw earlier this week, is loosening. Marcos break for second. Pitch low outside of the backstop. Here comes Jerez. And there is no play. The plate into third base goes Marcos. He's safe. Oh, Marcos with a swing. Ortiz Marcos takes two bases on the wild pitch. as Juan Jerez scores in front of him. 3-1 Bradenton. Another runner now on third. And the inning continues for the home team. A daring base-running maneuver there by Norquis Marcos trying for the extra bag. Wild pitch easily scored Juan Jerez from third, as we mentioned. No throw. And now the throw to the catch by the catcher, Crooks, from the backstop. Couldn't get Marcos. Here's Deion Walker now looking at a 3-0 pitch for a fastball strike. So that wild pitch, a costly one for Palm Beach. 3-1, Walker looking for something to drive. Here's the pitch by Davila. Walker takes outside for ball four, and now the screws are coming loose for Jose Davila on the mound here in the fourth inning. Three consecutive walks by the right-hander. He has thrown 68 pitches, make it 69 now. 41 for strikes, but that pitch count total of just south of 70, not quite ideal when you're working in the fourth inning. Sung Che Cheng with an RBI opportunity now. First and third, two outs. The pitch by Davila. Cheng bunts one. Foul just outside of the right-handed batter's box. Two trips up to the plate tonight for Cheng. He has reached base safely in both instances. Line drive single to center in the first and a five-pitch walk in the third inning. The righty is set. Comes home with the 0-1, and Cheng lays off low and inside a ball. Deion Walker on first base. A walk as he plays in his single-A debut tonight. 1-1 out of Cheng. Davila's next pitch. Cheng swings and fouls it to the screen. On-base percentage up above 3 of his first two plate appearances tonight. Base hit here would extend the Marauders' lead to at least 3 runs. Davila with a pickoff to first base. Back goes Walker easily. Marcos on third. Walker on first base with 2 outs. Bottom of the fourth inning. The Marauders leading 3-1. 1-2 pitch. Cheng swings and lifts it to right center field. Center fielder Scott moving toward the gap and deeper, and he makes the catch. Inning is over, but the Marauders play two, including a Jack Brannigan solo shot. 3-1 Bradenton heading to the fifth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseball.
We're having a lot of fun here on Space Night at Leacom Park. Nice night to enjoy a beverage out of the Kona Bar in right center field. And here at Leacom, we move into the fifth inning. Spencer Smith back with you as Victor Scott, leadoff man for the Cardinals, leads away against Yoelvis Del Rosario. Marauders right-hander cranks and deals, and Scott looks at a fastball that just misses away, maybe a little bit high. Infield single last at bat for Scott, and a ground ball towards second base. 1-0. He swings and pops it up. Left field, Deion Walker. A few short steps to his right. Camps underneath it and makes the catch. So Deion Walker playing a solid left field in his single-A debut. Handled a couple of fly balls flawlessly. Now it's Brody Moore 0-for-2. Reached on an error his last time up. Marauders have committed two errors tonight. Neither one has come back to hurt them, though. First pitch of fastball just below the zone. Here comes a challenge from Bradenton. Warren Eubanks glances up to the booth, and this call is overturned. It's strike one. Marauders taking a gamble with their final challenge of the evening, and they retain it as they get that one right. Base is empty with one out. The pitch to Moore. Fastball. That one, no doubt about it, in there for strike two. Del Rosario touching 96 on the radar gun. Way ahead in the count. Black glove in front of his face. He's into his motion. And the 0-2 pitch. A fastball just high for ball one. Cloud cover on this Saturday evening in Bradenton. Soft breeze out to center field. The 1-2. Just taken outside for ball two. Looked like he went with a changeup. Del Rosario immediately ready to go with a 2-2. His windup, his pitch, swung on, bounced softly to third. Brannigan gloves it, on the charge, throws on to first in time. Two got Velo on that throw over to first base. The fans enjoying their Saturday night down in the crowd. Cardinals have two outs with nobody on base here in the top of the fifth inning. They trail the Marauders by two. Settling into the box, Thomas Francisco from the left side, taking the first pitch, low, ball one. Eight of the last nine batters have been retired by Del Rosario now. 1-0. Francisco swings and crushes one. Deep right field, back goes Treadaway, looking up, and this ball is way out of here. On to the boardwalk, a souvenir for the fans out there in right field, and for his second home run of the series, Thomas Francisco, his fourth single-A long ball of the year. Handful of Cardinals fans in red shirts and replica jerseys over by the visiting dugout on the third base side, giving Francisco a nice round of applause. Long ball has bitten Del Rosario a handful of times in the season. That brings up Elijah Cabell. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch, a swing and a miss. For Del Rosario, his ninth home run allowed in just over 70 innings of work on the year. Here comes the 0-1, breaking ball low and outside. That home run for the second straight inning denies Del Rosario a chance at his first clean inning of the evening. Next pitch swung on, bounced hard to short. Chang waits back on it. Easy chest high bounce. Nice gentle toss to first in time to retire the side. Solo homer by Francisco, but the Marauders retain the lead 3-2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full service, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share.
Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders 3, Cardinals 2, Palm Beach in town for six games. This is the fifth game of the series. 2-3-4 in the order for the Marauders against new right-hander Brian Pope for Palm Beach. And his first pitch, a curveball in the dirt to Campagna for ball one. To one each of the last three games. Three-game win streak. Meanwhile, the Cardinals trying to snap off a three-game losing skid. Brian Pope, long-haired right-hander, winds up and tosses. And Campagna takes a knee-high strike. Immediately a challenge signaled by Campagna. Warren Eubanks looking up to the booth, and this call overturned. Ball two, 2-0. Marauders quickly running themselves out of their first two challenges. They've had a few successful ones in a row now. Wind up and the 2-0. Campagna looks at a strike of the knees. He will not challenge this one. Campagna bouncing to a fielder's choice in the first, struck out looking in the third inning. The 2-1. Breaking ball, swung on, lifted foul, first base side, heads up out on the Fan Plaza. Marauders tonight, one run in the second, two in the fourth. Palm Beach, one in the second, and one in the top half of the fifth inning. We're now in the home half of the fifth. Pope's windup and delivery. Campagna takes a fastball, strike three. The final line on Palm Beach starter Jose Davila tonight. Four innings, four hits, three runs, all of them earned. Walked four, struck out three. Three of those four walks came all in a row as part of the Marauders' fourth inning mini rally. Here now is Tanner Treadaway. Single-A debut continues. He's 0 for 2. From the right side, holds that bat loosely away from his body, shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a pitch. That's maybe a little high. 10th round pick out of Oklahoma, 1 for 5 in two Florida Complex League games before joining Bradenton yesterday. The 1-0. Treadaway lays off down. Tanner Treadaway, Jimmy Crooks, batter and catcher here. Teammates at Oklahoma just a few short weeks ago. Reunited here in the Florida State League. Now the motion and Pope's 2-0 delivery. Breaking ball misses the hitter, Tanner Treadaway. Brian Pope out of Mission Viejo, California in Orange County. Signed last year with the Cardinals as an undrafted free agent after attending Cal Baptist. Trying to battle back from behind 3-0. The pitch, Treadaway swings and chops one to short. Moore gloves it, waiting back on it, and throws to first on target. Retiring Treadaway, two outs for the Marauders here in the fifth inning. Here's Jack Brannigan, last time up. He put on a little clinic, nice little swing. Drove one out to the boardwalk in right center field for his second single-A home run. His first at Leecom Park. Pope into the full windup and the delivery. That's in there for a strike in the inside half. Pope listed at 6'2", 195 pounds, 23 years old, the 0-1. Taken low, just below the knees for ball one. Maybe a slider there from Pope. 3.68 ERA on the campaign for the righty. Over 19 appearances. This is his 20th of the season. 1-1. Breaking ball. Check swing by Brannigan. At the pitch down, he did not go around. For the call down the line by Sam Carey on the bases. 2-1 on Jack Brannigan, who dons the black number 17 outlined in gold on the back of the white jersey. 2-1. Fastball down. Marauders lead this game 3-2 over the Cardinals. Bradenton in search of its fourth consecutive win and their seventh of their last eight games. Also trying to firm up their hold on first place in the West. Currently two games ahead of the Tampa Tarpons. 3-1. Brannigan swings and chops one foul into the camera well. Oh, look out, Bob. Bob, one of our camera operators down there in the third base pit. He's giving the thumbs up. He's okay. Glad to hear it. Three balls, two strikes on Jack Brannigan. Here's Pope, the windup, and the payoff pitch. A swing and a miss, and down goes Brannigan on a heater for strike three. The Marauders get nothing here in the fifth. Run of the sixth, it's Bradenton 3, Palm Beach 2. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Good things have happened this season when right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario takes the mound for the Marauders. Bradenton 11-13. In Del Rosario's previous 14 starts on the year, here the Marauders lead the Cardinals 3-2. Top of the sixth inning coming up. And the first pitch of fastball strike to Nathan Church. Yoelvis Del Rosario is here pitching into the sixth inning for the fourth time on the year. The 0-1. Church swings out in front of the off-speed for strike two. A couple of ground outs tonight from Nathan Church. One to the second baseman, once right back to the mound to Del Rosario. Righty gets the signal from White Hendry. Enters his windup. The 0-2 pitch. Church swings and misses. He waved at a high heater for strike three. Some high octane on the fastball there from Yoelvis Del Rosario. 95 on the radar gun. Gets his second strikeout of the game. Now it's Jimmy Crooks. He, too, has grounded out twice. No batting gloves for the left-handed hitting catcher. That has been his style all series long. The pitch, Crooks swings and bounces one foul up the first base line. In addition to his overall success, Del Rosario has also benefited from some of the highest run support among Marauders starters on the year, averaging 3.1 runs worth of support in his starts. That is second highest among Marauders starting pitchers, second only to Po Yu Chen, who is set to start tomorrow. 0-1. Taken at the knees on the inside corner for strike two. Del Rosario raring to go. Ahead 0-2 on Jimmy Crooks. Nobody on and one away here in the sixth inning. He winds up and deals the 0-2, and Crooks nearly nailed in the foot by the pitch. Takes a skipper in the dirt for ball one. Crooks asking for additional time. Moving those hands and squeezing them up and down the handle and the barrel of the bat. Getting resituated. Open stance from the left side. Here's the 1-2. Low and inside, and that 2 almost gets Crooks. A couple of wayward pitches. With Del Rosario ahead in the count, it's now even. He'll try it again here on a 2-2. Slow up and down pump of the bat by Crooks as he waits. The 2-2 delivery is taken low and inside for ball three. Action now, the Marauder to throw. The windup, 3-2. Crooks swings and slashes one foul over the visitor's dugout. So Johan Montero throwing in the Marauder's bullpen. He's been an increasingly key member of the Marauder's bullpen here in the latter part of the summer. Let's do it again on 3-2. The motion and the offering. Crooks takes a backdoor breaking ball that's too high, and he earns a one-out walk. Goes from 0-2 to a walk. Surely not the sequence that Del Rosario had in mind there. Here's R.J. Yeager, who smoked a double on a bouncing ball down the left field line earlier in the game. Long, curly, dark brown hair spilling out from underneath Del Rosario's hat on the mound. Pitch to Yeager. Breaking ball over for a strike. R.J. Yeager making his first appearance of the series. Florida native. Comes from the Panama City area up in the Florida Panhandle. Signed this year as an undrafted free agent. The 0-1, righty batter, checks his swing, and the pitch misses, rolled a ball. Yeager attended Mississippi State after previously spending some time at Mercer University up in Macon, Georgia. The 1-1 now. Yeager swings and lines it to left field. That's another base hit. He has a two-hit game. Around second, coming into third is Jimmy Crooks. Deion Walker up with the ball. Throws into the cutoff man, Chang. No play anywhere. It's the second double of the night for R.J. Yeager. And the Cardinals threaten second and third with only one away here in the sixth inning. Breaking ball from Del Rosario. Left right out over the heart of the zone. Time called. Catcher Wyatt Hendry going out for a mound visit. Battery mates. Sung Che Cheng with some words of wisdom for his teammate also. Another quick check of the Tampa scoreboard. Tarpons still leading Dunedin, but the Blue Jays on the board now. Score 3-1 in Tarpons' favor. Top of the sixth inning, an hour drive north of us. Second and third, one out. Cardinals threatening. Alex Iadesurnia to the plate. The pitch, he takes low, knocked down by Hendry. Wyatt Hendry has to be one of the top catchers in the Florida State League, who pitchers can give the utmost trust to with a runner on third base. Crooks on third, Yeager on second. Tying and go-ahead runs. The 1-0 pitch, cut on a miss by Alex Iadesurnia. 1-1 the count. Iadesurnia, 2-for-2, a pair of singles, including one that brought home a run in the second. The righty with his 1-1 pitch. Iadesurnia drills one, foul, left side, out of play. Yoelvis Del Rosario has already pitched out of a couple of jams tonight. He's stranded five base runners already. Trying to strand a couple more. He sets ahead 1-2. Here is the next pitch. It is in the dirt. Wyatt Hendry knocks this one down. Beautifully done there by Wyatt Hendry. Tying run 90 feet away. Del Rosario goes to the rosin bag. Throws it down to the ground. A big puff of rosin coming up from that bag. Righty looks in a long while and now steps off the rubber. Pitch count at 78, 53 strikes for the right-hander. As he works with one out here in the sixth inning. Another long look in, now he is set. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch, Iadesurnia swings and lines one to right field. It is in. One run scores. Throw to the plate. Is on to the plate in one bounce to Wyatt Hendry. And held up at third base is R.J. Yeager. So it's a game-tying RBI single by Alex Iadesurnia, who now has a three-hit game. And the Cardinals keep the train rolling. It's now first and third with one out. Two-strike breaking ball there. Not the worst placement on the pitch. Might have even been down out of the zone, but Naya DeCernia able to go down and dig it out. Now here comes the pitching coach, Yorman Bizardo, for a mound visit. As Del Rosario is looking a little flustered out on the mound. Johan Montero, by the way, has since stopped throwing in the Marauders' bullpen. He's probably ready to go. We check in on the other Pirates affiliates tonight. Last night, High A Greensboro with a 12-5 win over Jersey Shore, the Phillies' High A club. Jace Bowen, still in his first week in High A after getting the promotion from Bradenton. 1-for-2 with a pair of runs batted in last night. Abraham Gutierrez, 3-for-5 with a pair of doubles and 2 runs batted in. And yes, we have the hot dog race on deck here at Lee-Com. Hot dog, ketchup, and mustard during the next inning break. We'll race around the warning track. Ready to go. Here's Darlene Moquette. First pitch is high and inside. Del Rosario is starting to lose the feel on some of his pitches here. Johan Montero standing, watching, waiting in the Bradenton bullpen. First and third, one out. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Moquette swings and bounces it foul over toward the camera well. Stays in play. Here's the set. Go ahead, run on third with one gone. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It is swung on and bounced foul. R.J. Yeager on third base. His second double of the night. Took third on the single by Aya DeCernia that scored Jimmy Crooks. Day bounced out on a dribbler in front of home plate his last time up. Del Rosario. Come set. The 1-2 pitch coming. And it's high and inside. Runner going into second base. Aya DeCernia dives in with no throw. He steals second. As Wyatt Hendry is trying to focus on looking the ball into his mitt on that ball that almost got Darlene Moquette in the dome. Yeager on third, Aya DeCernia on second. So now with the steal of second base, that takes the traditional double play out of the picture for the Marauders infield. Corner infielders playing up slightly. Here comes the 2-2. Swing and a drive out to center field, fairly deep. Campagna back, shine the warning track. He stops, makes the catch. His throw is going into third base. Both men tagging, and the throw into third base arrives on a bounce. Much too late. Sacrifice fly plates R.J. Yeager, and the Cardinals are back in front. It's 4-3 here in the sixth inning. So Darlene Moquette does just what he intends to do there. And that's the end of the road for UALB's Del Rosario. Here comes Jonathan Johnston out of the Marauders' dugout. And Del Rosario, pretty solid through five, but couldn't quite make it through the sixth himself. 4-3 Palm Beach. We'll step aside for the pitching change, and we'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lee-Com Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which and here throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Johan Montero enters the scene for the Marauders. He is on a relief of Yoelvis Del Rosario, who finishes after 5 2/3 innings. Palm Beach Cardinals with their second lead of the evening. They're on top 4-3 here in the visitors' half of the sixth inning. Montero inherits a runner on third base. He has been pretty good at stranding inherited runners. He faces Victor Scott, speedy center fielder for the Cards. The pitch. Left-handed batter lays off high and outside for ball one. Montero, 22-year-old from Maracay, Venezuela. 6'3" out on the mound. 3.32 ERA, 1.18 whip for the Marauders. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, bounced to first. Juan Jerez has it on the easy bounce. Walked it to the base himself for out number three. That strands a runner, but Palm Beach regains the lead. 4-3 here in the sixth inning at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. Baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hot dog race. This time it goes in Ketchup's favor. Ketchup, our winner of the nightly hot dog race here at Lecom Park. One of our promo crew members, Henry, able to win that one. Wyatt Hendry leads off the bottom of the sixth for the Marauders and takes a breaking ball strike from right-hander Brian Pope. Cardinals back in the lead in this one, 4-3. As Pope is now the pitcher of record for Palm Beach, the 0-1 pitch. Hendry lays off low and outside. Celebrating Space Night here at Lecom Park. Partnering tonight with the Bishop Museum of Science and Nature, located just a few blocks up north of us. Swinging a bouncing ball up the middle by Hendry, and it bleeds into center field for a base hit. So the Marauders see a one-run lead disappear in the top of the sixth inning, but they now have the tying run on first base to begin the bottom of the sixth. Here's Bubba Chandler, 1-for-2 with a base hit tonight. Chandler's hit safely in five straight games. Switch hitter bats left-handed against the righty. Here's the pitch. Chandler looks at a fastball strike. Brian Pope, we told you, an undrafted free agent signing last year by the Cardinals. Pitched to Cal Baptist. The 0-1. Taken just high. The Marauders, by the way, all out of challenges tonight. Hendry on first base with none out. Pope, the 1-1. Chandler looks at strike two over the outside corner. The Cardinals, meanwhile, still hold all three of their challenges. They've been pretty conservative in their approach in that realm so far tonight. Now Pope ahead in the count on Chandler, 1-2. He comes home with the next pitch, and it's low and inside. Nice job by Crooks corralling it. Chandler redoing the Velcro in those gray and white batting gloves, nodding to the signal of third base coach Gustavo Omana. A white home uniform all full of dirt on the chest and pant legs for Chandler. Right-hander ready, the 2-2 pitch. Chandler swings and misses. Got him on a fastball, strike three. Juan Jerez will get another chance now. A even if the total volume of hits lately hasn't been overwhelming for Jerez, he continues to produce runs. RBI ground out earlier tonight. The pitch is low from Pope for ball one. RBI ground out by Jerez in the bottom of the second. At the time, tied the score at 1-1. Marauders went on to take the lead in the fourth inning. That lead has since evaporated. Palm Beach leading 4-3 at the moment. The 1-0. Jerez takes below the knees ball two. Challenge called for by Crooks. That one's overturned. So instead of 2-0, it's 1-1 on Jerez. Cardinals still perfect in their couple of challenges tonight. 1-1 now. Pope going off speed. He's ahead 1-2. Gorgeous sunset forming off beyond the right field corner here in Bradenton. Wind down to right center field. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, swung on, topped foul. Jerez stays alive. Here in the Saturday evening, the Marauders have a chance to clinch another series win. It would be their third consecutive series win. And their fifth of their last six series played. Pope is ready with Hendry still on first base. He breaks early. The 1-2 is taken for strike three. But Hendry slides in safely with an easy steal of second. No throw. That is the third steal in as many tries this season for Wyatt Hendry. He's in a scoring position, but they're now two away for the Marauders. Norquise Marcos trying to knock home that tying run off of second. Palm Beach 4, Bradenton 3, bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Marcos looks at a fastball strike down in the zone. Brian Pope joined Palm Beach a couple of weeks into the season from extended spring training. Had a brief stint on the IL late July, missed only about a week of action. The 0-1, swing and a foul tip into and out of the mitt of Crooks. And Pope was just activated off the injured list, in fact, last Saturday. Wyatt Hendry representing the tying run on second base for the Marauders here in the sixth inning. Score 4-3 in the Cardinals' favor. With the skies darkening here in Bradenton, Pope is set. The 0-2 to Marcos. Breaking ball, bounced past the mound. Second baseman Moquete juggles it a bit, recovers and throws to first to retire Marcos by a step. Inning over, Hendry left stranded on second. 4-3 Cardinals heading to the seventh inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
First pitch of the seventh inning by Johan Montero. Marauders right-hander gets it in there for a strike on Brody Moore, playing shortstop tonight, batting second for Palm Beach. Cardinals 4, Marauders 3 here on the Saturday in Leacock Park. Spencer Smith welcoming you back in as the next pitch. We welcome once again all the Cardinals fans listening in tonight. Just a beautiful sunset out beyond right field here in Bradenton tonight. Here's a wave and a miss by Brody Moore to breaking pitch in the dirt. 1-2 from Johan Montero to Brody Moore. Righty from Venezuela, looking really good lately over his last 10 appearances, allowing just 2 earned runs. A 1-2, high with a fastball, evens it up at 2-2. Those 10 appearances consisting of 17 innings, so only 2 earned runs in his last 17 innings on the mound for Johan Montero. Came on in relief of Yoelvisto Rosario with 2 outs last inning. Here he comes with a 2-2. Taken just outside, maybe high. Ball 3. Marauders unable to challenge. They have already run out of challenges tonight. Montero rocks, deals the payoff pitch, a breaking ball. Strike 3 on the outside corner. Warren Eubanks rings up Brody Moore, and Montero gets the leadoff man of the inning. Ooh, that beauty of a breaking ball. Really, really close. Can understand Moore's frustration at being rung up on it. But here's Thomas Francisco, who slugged a home run to right field his last time. Second home run of the series. The pitch. Swings and drills one to deep center. Sergio Campagna, calm as always, barely has to move, and he makes a chest-high catch on the high liner. That ball really stung off the bat as that fastball came in at 95 from Montero. A beautiful swing by Francisco. No hit to show for there, though, 2 outs. Right-hander throwing out there for Palm Beach. As we see a swing and a miss here by Elijah Cabell, 0-1 the count. And that is Jeremy Rivas, infielder by trade, who is not in the lineup tonight, but has been playing in every other game in the series so far. The 0-1 coming. Elijah Cabell takes low and away. Wonder if that was really a warm-up stint out there in the bullpen by Jeremy Rivas, or if that was just a little goofing around moment. Next pitch, high ball 2. As you're looking at a 4-3 ball game here, Palm Beach in the lead. Highly doubt that they would bring a position player on to pitch in this scenario. The 2-1 offering, Cabell takes a look at a breaking ball just low for ball 3. 2 outs with the bases empty. Montero looking for a clean 7th inning to keep this one close. The windup. The 3-1 pitch. Cabell swings and misses. Blew the fastball right by him, and the count goes full. Three and two. Here's the payoff pitch from Montero. Cabell swings and misses. He chased a breaker in the dirt. Strike 3. Hendry applies the tag. Inning over. Time to stretch here at Leacock Park. The Marauders trailing by just 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Leacock Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include 1 ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Hey, all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our sins and meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here in the middle of the seventh inning at Lecom Park, Marty the Marauder is doing his nightly dance routine, and he is joined by many of our staff members tonight here on Space Night. Everybody decked out in the astronaut uniforms. I think, say, Tyler Gray, Haley Diaz, Rebecca Rivette, a couple others joining Marty in his dance routine on top of the Bradenton dugout. Here we go, bottom of the seventh. Dion Walker leads off for the Marauders. First pitch, breaking ball from Brian Pope, taken just low, ball one. Palm Beach 4, Bradenton 3, bottom of the seventh inning. The Marauders looking to pull even and try and take the lead here late in this game. The 1-0 pitch from Pope. Walker swings and bounces a jam shot past the mound to the second baseman, Moquete. He gathers it, throws to first in plenty of time to retire Dion Walker. Cardinals pitching, settling into a nice groove lately. That's four in a row retired, and eight of the last nine. That streak broken up by only a wide Hendry leadoff single in the sixth inning. He was later left stranded. Here's Sung Chae Ching. He's one for two with a walk. First pitch, taken low and outside. Challenge here by Palm Beach, and they win it yet again. Overturned. Strike one on Chang instead of ball one. The motion by Pope, 0-1. Chang takes this one in the dirt, no doubt about that one. Four runs, eight hits, one error for the Cardinals tonight. Three runs, five hits, two errors for the Marauders. Yeah, but neither of those Marauders' errors came back to hurt them. The 1-1 on its way. Chang takes low, ball two. Pink and purple splotches up in the sky on Saturday night here in Bradenton. Brian Pope with a 2-1, and Chang swings in, grounds it to the third baseman off the glove of Yeager, and it rolls into left field. Chang wants two, picked up by Church. Throw to second is not in time. Sung Chae Ching, a two-bagger. How about the hustle from the 21-year-old from Taiwan? There's your potential tying run on second base. Bouncing ball trickled over to the third baseman. Yeager with a sliding stop attempt. It glanced off his glove, ricocheted past the shortstop Moore, and left fielder Church's recovery and throw to second base, not quite in time on a bang-bang play. And it looks like that has been ruled a two-base error on Yeager. Third error of the year. Sergio Campagna to the plate now. Breaking ball low and outside. Good job by Crooks on the backhand snag. That keeps Chang on second base. Bradenton trying to bring that tying run home. Chang dancing off second. Pope looking back that way. The pitch. Breaking ball low and outside again. Really can't overstate how huge that improvement in plate discipline has been for Sergio Campagna. Better pitch selections the season has gone along. That power's starting to come through a little bit more. He's become a bigger threat in the order. The 2-0. He takes low, ball three. Like Pope was thinking about challenging it, but opts not to. 3-0 on Campagna. You don't want to walk him here, otherwise you risk putting that go-ahead run aboard. The 3-0 offering. That is low for ball four, and Campagna does draw the four-pitch walk. Jimmy Crooks calls time, and the Palm Beach catcher will go to the mound for a conversation with his battery mates. As the away, trailing by just one run here in the seventh inning. Up at TD Ballpark in Dunedin, meanwhile. Scoreboard not changing. Tampa still leads the Blue Jays by a score of 3-1. That game is now on the top of the eighth. Again, for those unfamiliar with the picture in the West Division at the moment, the Marauders came into this game leading the Tampa Tarpons by two games for the West Division lead. They're trying to keep as much distance as possible. Those two teams will meet next week starting Tuesday. The Marauders visit historic George Steinbrenner Field up in Tampa for their only visit to that ballpark of the season, for what will be a pivotal late-season series. Tanner Treadaway will be the batter here as the mound meeting wraps up for Palm Beach. Sung Che Chang on second. He's the tying run. Sergio Campagna on first, the go-ahead run. Here's the pitch to Treadaway. He takes at the knees for strike one. Signals coming from Gustavo Omonia, Marauders third base coach, to both base runners. Pope with the 0-1. Treadaway swings and drills one to left field. This is past Church. A base hit. Here comes Chang from third. Behind him, Campagna. Relay throw will not come home. Tanner Treadaway, have yourself a debut. A go-ahead two-run double. The Marauders take a 5-4 lead here in the seventh inning on the RBI double to left by Tanner Treadaway. Not an easy pitch, down and inside, may not have even been a strike, but Treadaway put good wood on it and lined it just out of the diving reach of Nathan Church in left field. Heck of a spot for Tanner Treadaway. He's now on second for Jack Brannigan, who goes after the next pitch. He flies it deep to center. Back goes Scott. He is on the warning track and makes the catch shy of the wall. A couple of steps turn around third. He is back picked, but he is in there safely ahead of the throw. Jack Brannigan gives it a ride and almost sends it out for his second homer of the night. But Tanner Treadaway heads up base running, moves up 90 feet on the deep flyout. Wyatt Hendry to the plate next with Treadaway on third base. Timeout called, and here is Palm Beach skipper Gary Kendall out to the mound. There has been action in the Cardinals' bullpen, and Kendall's going to make the move. Brian Pope finished in relief for the night for the Cardinals. 5-4, the Marauders now lead here at Lecom Park. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Marty the Marauder inciting the Lecom Park crowd on top of the home dugout as the Marauders have taken a 5-4 lead, and Matt Hickey, the side-arming right-hander, is on a pitch for Palm Beach. Man on third, two outs. Wyatt Hendry the batter. He takes wide for ball one. Sidewinding right-hander, Matt Hickey, native of Granbury, Texas, 23-year-old, 15th round pick by the Cardinals this year out of Tarleton State in Texas. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Hendry takes a breaking ball low. 2-0 the count. On third base, Tanner Treadaway. Right before the pitching change, a go-ahead two-run double off the bat of Treadaway. He then took third base on a deep fly out to left center by Jack Brannigan. Now the 2-0 to Hendry. He swings and drills this one to right field and deep. Going back, Aya Desernia over his head off the wall. Run scores, and Wyatt Hendry holds up at first base on a single off the right field wall. The Marauders make it a 6-4 lead. Wyatt Hendry has a 3-for-4 night at the plate with a run batted in. Here's Bubba Chandler for the fourth time tonight. He's 2-for-3. Pickoff to first base, and Hendry just does dive back safely. Two outs with Hendry on first base following his RBI single. Here's a pitch to Bubba Chandler. That's a strike on the inside corner, and if an ease, and Chandler did not like it. Again, the Marauders are out of challenges for the night. That has been the case for the last few innings. Hickey, the sidearm toss, 0-1. Swing and a miss by Chandler. He tried to crush it. Chandler is, by the way, still in search of his first single-A home run. Base hit to the gap here, though, would do just fine. Hickey's 0-2. Chandler swings and misses for strike three. But the Marauders take the lead. They played three here in the seventh to take a 6-4 advantage. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, the Marauders weren't trailing for very long tonight. Spencer Smith welcoming you back here to Lecon Park as the Marauders now lead the Palm Beach Cardinals 6-4. We are now into the eighth inning as Johan Montero goes back to work on the mound in relief for Bradenton. Nathan Church, 0-for-3, steps in and takes the first pitch high for Montero for ball one. For those just joining us, a three-run bottom of the seventh for the Marauders, highlighted by a go-ahead two-run double to left field by Tanner Treadaway. That gave the Marauders the advantage. Next pitch is swung on and fouled straight back. Tanner Treadaway's first single-A hit came at the best possible time in that Marauders threat. Now Montero is going to discard the baseball he had in his hand and get a fresh one. Johan Montero came on in relief of Yoelvisto Rosario with two gone in the sixth and stranded a man on third. The 1-1. He continues on by firing a fastball too high for ball two. 5-6-7 in the order here for the Cardinals in this top half of the eighth inning. Nathan Church, Jimmy Crooks, R.J. Yeager. 2-1 from the right-hander. Swung on, fouled back again. Irvine, California native and former UC Irvine anteater, Nathan Church. A couple of groundouts and a strikeout this evening. 2-2. Swinging a ball, popped foul, third base side. This heads to the seats. A deep, rich shade of navy blue all across the skies here in Bradenton. Enjoyed a nice little sunset over the past couple of innings. That has since faded. 2-2 offering again. That is high, and Montero goes full on the leadoff hitter of the eighth inning. Four runs, eight hits for Palm Beach, six runs, seven hits for Bradenton. 3-2, swung on, foul back again. Johan Montero, no stranger to multi-inning outings out of the Marauders bullpen. Here he comes, another 3-2 pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike three. Nathan Church waves at a backdoor breaker, one gone here in the eighth inning. Heck of a curveball right over the outside corner. Nathan Church frustrated with himself as he screams to the ground, leaving home plate. One out, nobody on for Jimmy Crooks, 0-2 with a walk. The pitch, lefty batter takes a back foot breaking ball, almost hit him in the leg. That is ball one. Two-tone bat for Crooks, black barrel, tan handle, the 1-0. Swings in, chops it foul, ooh, off of his own foot. Another break here, perhaps, for the Marauders. The Dunedin Blue Jays trailing Tampa 3-1 for much of the evening. Dunedin has tied the score at 3-3 up at TD Ballpark. That game is now in the bottom of the eighth inning. Marauders hoping for a Tampa loss in addition to a win here to distance themselves in the standings. 1-1, line softly to right field. It's in for a base hit. Jimmy Crooks cracks his bat on that swing, but gets the job done with a one-out single, and that will bring the tying run to the plate for the Cardinals. R.J. Yeager has done some damage a couple of times for Palm Beach. Doubled in the second, doubled again in the sixth inning. And in both instances, later came around to score. On an Alex Iadesurnia a single in both instances, in fact. Runner on first, one down. Righty on a righty, the pitch to Yeager. High and inside, snap throw to first by Hendry. Is not in time. Crooks is back. Two-run game. The Marauders defensively five outs away from wrapping up this game, but this being a close game and this being a resilient Palm Beach lineup, we're going to see a mound visit here from Marauders pitching coach heading out there to the mound for a chat with Montero, and we see Junior Thibault starting to loosen up in the Marauders bullpen. Quick rundown of how things have gone tonight for those who are recently joining us. Both teams scored a run in the second inning. Marauders played a two in the fourth inning. Solo homer Jack Brannigan and Juan Jerez scored on a wild pitch. 3-1 Bradenton dwindled to a 3-2 lead in the top of the fifth. That coming on a Thomas Francisco solo shot. Top of the sixth inning, two Cardinals runs gave Palm Beach the lead. RBI single Alex Iadesurnia. Sack fly to center by Darlene Mokete. Bottom of the seventh, though, just moments ago, Marauders retaking the lead. Go ahead, RBI, two RBI double by Tanner Treadaway. And then he himself scored on a wide Hendry single. So there you have it, 6-4 Bradenton. Mound meeting over, R.J. Yeager, the count 1-0. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and popped up. First base side, this is out of play toward the fan plaza. Johan Montero, the first member of this Marauders roster to join the team who was not a member of the opening day roster. First new face of the year. Long pause, now the 1-1. Yeager takes a breaker too high. Montero joined the team from the complex on April the 29th, made his single-A debut 2 days later, May the 1st. Two innings of scoreless relief against Dunedin. Now the 2-1. Yeager swings, pops it up back this way, and that's going to end up on the roof. Two and two the count on R.J. Yeager. Represents the tying run in that right-handed batter's box. Jimmy Crooks on first base. The 2-2 toss. Breaking ball swung on line to left field. Another base hit for Yeager, his third of the night. Crooks stops at second base as Deion Walker gets the ball in quickly. And here come the Cardinals with another threat. That's now 10 hits on the evening for Palm Beach. That was a mistake pitch by Montero. Curveball left right out over the heart of the plate. A series of the Cardinals have cracked double digits in the hit column. 8 of those hits, by the way, coming off the starter, Yoelvis Del Rosario. First and second, one away for Alex Iadesurnia. The pitch, he swings and grounds it to short, could be two. Chang flips it to second for one. Marcos to first, on the bounce, pick made! Juan Jerez makes the pick! 6-4-3, double play, ends the inning. 6-4, Bradenton heading to the bottom of the 8th inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Lecon Park, where we enter the bottom of the eighth inning. Some insurance runs would not hurt for the Marauders. They lead the Palm Beach Cardinals by a score of 6-4. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith back with you on this Saturday evening. And we see a quick mound visit here by the catcher Jimmy Crooks out to the new left-hander, Nelfry Contreras, who is on the mound for his second relief appearance of the series. He is tasked with facing the bottom three of the order for the Marauders. Juan Jerez, Norquis Marcos, Dion Walker, all three right-handed hitters. Big lefty from Lorna de Cabrera in the Dominican Republic. Sets against his chest and deals. Jerez lays off low for ball one. The Marauders trailed previously in this game by a score of 4-3. Erupted for 3 runs in the bottom of the 7th, including a go-ahead 2-run double to left by Tanner Treadaway, his first single-A hit. 1-0 to Jerez. He lays off low for ball two. Nelfry Contreras, 23-year-old from the Dominican. Rule 5 draft selection out of the Dodgers organization by the Cardinals this past winter. The 2-0, swinging a bouncing ball up the middle. Shortstop ranging to his left, and Moore slides and can't come up with it. Juan Jerez, a turnaround first base, but stops right there, contend with a leadoff single. Well, there is that pie slice up the middle coming into play yet again. We continue to see more and more base hits up the middle. As that latest shift restriction implemented here in the Florida State League on an experimental basis, that continues to produce some results. Norquis Marcos next to the plate. Jerez on first, nobody out. The pitch, Marcos takes a fastball too high at 95 miles per hour. Cardinals are challenging it. And that remains ball one, so that is the first unsuccessful challenge tonight for the Cardinals. They still have 2 remaining. Warren Eubanks marking that down. Jerez on first base. Marcos gets the 1-0 pitch, swings and softly lines it foul over the first base side screen. The Marauders faced some trouble in the top of the eighth inning. Jimmy Crooks with a one-out single, but a double play ball ended the inning, and he raced that single. The 1-1, Marcos swings through a fastball for strike two. You can just feel the energy here at Lecom Park with each successive half inning coming to a close, especially on the defensive end for Bradenton. They've come up with plenty of timely hits as well, including the aforementioned go-ahead two-run double by Treadaway in the seventh. 1-2, Jerez breaks for second. Pitch is swung on, bounced up the middle. This is to the second baseman, Moquete, and throws to first. Actually, that's the shortstop, Moore, crossing over, and throws to first in time to get Norquis Marcos. And the second baseman, Moquete, was over to cover second base on the Jerez steal attempt. That effectively erases the double play opportunity for the Cardinals infield. So a 6-3 ground out by Norquis Marcos puts Jerez onto second base. Now here's Dion Walker. The pitch, fastball under the hands, too far inside, a ball. Single-A debut tonight for Walker, the Georgia native. In search of that first single-A base hit, he is 0-for-2 with a walk. The 1-0. Walker takes in the dirt, crooks, an excellent block. That keeps Jerez on second. Marauders lead the Tampa Tarpons by two games, right atop the West Division, right in the heart of a playoff chase here in the late summer. The 2-0 to Walker, Jerez going for third, pitch is low, Crooks throw to third, is in time to get Jerez. A remarkable throw by Jimmy Crooks into third base, and Juan Jerez, for just the second time this season, is caught stealing. And like the arrow, Lecom Park crowd deflate a little bit as Jerez is caught stealing at third base. The count, meanwhile, 3-0 on Dion Walker. Contreras, the pitch, and Walker takes one low for ball four. So the inning lives on for Bradenton. In search of insurance runs, they lead 6-4. And that sends it back to the top of the order, where Sungche Chang will make his fifth plate appearance of the night. Lefty on lefty, we've noted several times throughout the season, this is the weaker side of Sungche Chang's splits. He has not hit nearly as well against left-handed pitching as he has against righties this year. 6-4 Bradenton, bottom of the eighth inning. Here's a step and throw over to first base by Contreras, and Walker easily back in, standing up. Chang, compared to his .283 batting average against righties, just .185 against southpaws this year. The toss from Contreras, and Chang checks his swing and a breaking ball. Strike one, he couldn't hold up. Contreras, thick, dark brown beard, grazing his jawline as he sets on the mound. The 0-1, Chang looks at another breaking ball. That's in for strike two. Nelfrey Contreras spinning a nice one here in the eighth inning. Dion Walker, the runner on first with two outs. The 0-2 to Chang. There goes Walker for second. Chang swings and lifts it to left center field. It is down for a base hit. Walker into third. He's being waved home. Chang into second. No play anywhere. RBI double for Sungche Chang. 7-4 Bradenton. Make it a two-hit night by Sungche Chang with an ear-to-ear grin standing on second base. Hands that protective equipment over to Casey Harms, Marauders first base coach. And the inning continues as the Marauders get at least one insurance run here in the eighth. Well, things fell into place nicely there for Bradenton with Dion Walker going on the pitch. Able to score easily from first on the Chang double. Here's Sergio Campagna looking for a hit. First pitch of the at-bat is outside for ball one. Campagna 0-for-3 with a walk in this contest. Came in hitting .389 over his last five games. Chang breaks early for third. Swing and a miss by Campagna, and Chang into third base. And he is safely, oh, you got to be kidding me. Wait a second. Plate umpire Warren Eubanks sending Chang back to third base, ruling that Campagna interfered with Jimmy Crooks. That's okay. So Chang is being sent back to second base, and Sergio Campagna by nature does have that big backswing. And I'm not sure if he made contact with Jimmy Crooks there. 1-1 pitch is in for strike two. So if he made contact with Crooks as he attempted to throw to third, that's understandable. Otherwise, not so sure about that call. Chang at second, two outs. And the 1-2 from the lefty, taken too high. Two balls, two strikes. Junior Tebow continuing to heat up in the Marauders' bullpen. We may see him to pitch the ninth. Marauders 7, Cardinals 4. Here's the 2-2. Campagna checks his swing, pitch in the dirt. He went around strike 3. Campagna did not like the call one bit. But the Marauders had a run, and they have a 3-run cushion going to the ninth inning. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing...
Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Here at Leacom Park, the Marauders are three outs away from a fourth consecutive win and their seventh in their last eight ballgames. Spencer Smith back with you as the Marauders hold a 7-4 lead over the Palm Beach Cardinals, and it is Tebow time here in the ninth inning. Right-hander Junior Tebow, the 24-year-old from the Dominican Republic, who has had an up-and-down and up-and-down again season, is looking for the save opportunity here in the ninth inning. The Cardinals send 8-9-1 to the plate here in the ninth, beginning with Alex Iadesernia. And actually, check that. We're going to see a pinch hitter, Jeremy Rivas, will bat in place of Alex Iadesernia. So an interesting righty-on-righty matchup here as Tebow sets, and the tall righty fires a fastball. Interesting matchup here, as said. This is by far the stronger side of Junior Tebow's splits, holding opponents, a right-handed batters, to a 192 batting average. The 0-1 to Rivas. He swings in, lifts it down the right field line, shallow and out of play into the seats. Meanwhile, left-handed hitters with a batting average of more than 100 points higher, 296. Scramble is on for that souvenir up in the middle bleachers. Count is 0-2. Tebow sets, kicks, deals the 0-2, swinging a high chopper up the middle. Sungche Chang grabs it behind the bag, throw to first, is not in time. It pulls Jerez off the bag, and he can't make the swipe tag on Rivas. He is safe. So some bad luck there for the Marauders to start the inning. Chang made the right decision there to hang back on it, sail the throw just a little bit down the line. So Rivas on at first base. The Cardinals are in search of a late run here, trying to avoid their fourth consecutive loss. Here's Victor Scott. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ball, driven foul, right side. Left-handed batter waits. Tebow sets, checks the runner, the 0-1. Scott takes high. Three outs to go. Marauders in search of a fourth straight win. They would win the series and maintain that solid lead, solid hold on first place in the West Division. Next pitch, a breaking ball high for ball two. By the way, that previous play, Rivas has been awarded a single. The 2-1. Up and in as Tebow is losing command of his pitches. It has been a rocky road lately for Junior Tebow. Looking back at his last four appearances, he has been scored upon in four straight outings. And Tebow gets frustrated with his goggles that he had came in wearing on the mound and flips him over disgustedly to teammate Johan Montero. And now the throw back to Tebow on the mound from Wyatt Hendry gets past him. He's got to focus up here. Clearly feeling a little bit off to begin his outing tonight. Behind 3-1, trying to battle back on Victor Scott. Here comes the pitch. It is taken for strike two. Fastball at 95. Here's the set. 3-2 coming. Swinging a ground ball to short. Hit hard. Threw into center field for a base hit. Rivas going into third base. Center fielder Campagna just throws gently into second base. And the Cardinals will bring the tying run to the plate with runners on the corners and nobody out. Bouncing ball just past the outstretched diving Marcos. And the signals being flashed from Wyatt Hendry in front of home plate, reminding his teammates what the plan is with this first and third nobody out scenario. Here's Brody Moore. Rivas on third, Scott on first base. Righty on a righty. Tebow takes a breath, deals. Runner going for second. Pitch high. Hendry's throw to second base. Not in time and kicks away from Marcos, but he keeps it close. And there will be no advance from the lead runner Rivas off of third. So this inning is not starting off according to plan for Bradenton. And with Tebow struggling, we have a right-hander loosening in the Bradenton bullpen. Hendry's throw there much too late. So Victor Scott steals second base. The pitch taken for strike one of the knees. Back-to-back singles opening the inning. Second and third, nobody out. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss through the heater. And Moore actually maybe got a piece of it there. A ball and two strikes. Tebow ahead in the count here on the number two man in the order for the Cardinals. Bradenton leading by three, but the tying run at the plate. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking ball, swung on, chopped foul. The Marauders' bullpen, it appears to be Wilkin Ramos. The set again by the tall right-hander Tebow. A deep breath. And the 1-2 once more. Breaking ball. Fought off foul by Moore. He'll see at least one more. Now Tebow is ready. Another second on one hop. Marcos grabs it. Only plays it first. Out there. Run scores on the plays. Rivas comes home from third. Up to third base goes Victor Scott. And the Cardinals make it a 7-5 ball game here in the ninth inning. But there is now one away. But here comes a guy who can easily change the complexion of this game with one big swing of the bat. Thomas Francisco homered to right field back in the fifth inning. Brody Moore, an RBI ground out to the second baseman for the first run of the inning. Cardinals are within two. Man on third, one gone, and here's the pitch to Francisco. Way up and outside for ball one. Vic Victor Scott, the runner on third base for the Cardinals. Here comes the 1-0 from Tebow. Francisco swings and fouls it back. Numbers for Tebow on the season overall not too shabby. 4.05 ERA over 29 appearances, 40 innings. Opponents hitting just 229. That whip a little bit elevated at 1.60. 1-1. Big loud bang outside the ballpark as we see a pop-up. Shallow left field. Sungche Chang out. And he makes the catch. There will be no tag up from Victor Scott. He remains on third base. I believe there are fireworks going on outside the ballpark. I just heard a pop fizzle sound. But a hugely important second out on the pop-out to the shortstop, Chang. And the Cardinals are down to their final out. Junior Tebow looks to get Elijah Cabell right here. Righty on righty, the pitch is swung on and foul back. Oh, and one the count. Junior Tebow, last save just over a month ago, July the 12th against Jupiter. He's looking for one tonight. The 0-1 pitch, Cabell takes low and outside on the Tebow slider. Victor Scott still on third base. Two-run ball game, Bradenton 7, Palm Beach 5. Tebow now ready, the 1-1 pitch. Cabell takes low and outside. Wyatt Hendry blocks it and calls time. He's on the jog out to the mound to try and calm down the fiery right-hander Junior Tebow. Sungche Chang jogging in from the shortstop position and beckoning to his double play partner, Norquis Marcos, to join him out there on the mound. Both corner infielders hanging back at their respective positions, Brannigan at third base, Jerez at first. Now the four men part ways. Two balls and one strike on Elijah Cabell. One run across here in the ninth for Palm Beach. Junior Tebow trying to stop the late threat right here. 2-1 the count. Here's pitch number four. It is taken low for ball three. Command throughout the season has been a big question mark for Tebow. Over 40 innings of work, 29 walks, and pitching coach Yoman Bazzardo coming out for a visit on the jog. Either sensed something wrong with the mechanics or the demeanor out there, or just going to try and help Tebow settle down further. Now looking at the way this inning has unfolded, just remains such a huge turn of events. The Marauders built the lead they did. Three runs to take the lead in the seventh. One insurance run tacked on in the eighth inning, giving them some extra cushion against some late turbulence here in the ninth inning. Mound meeting over. Tebow 3-1 to Cabell. He takes below the knees for ball four, and the inning rolls along. The tying run is onto first base, and the go-ahead run comes to the plate for the Cardinals all of a sudden. Jonathan Johnston right near that top step of the Bradenton dugout. That's hardly a clue as to what's going to go on there in the Marauders dugout. There has been right-handed action all the while, though, in the Marauders pen. And we're going to see a pinch runner on first base. Chris Rotondo is going to go out there and run for Elijah Cabell. Pencil in Rotondo now in the cleanup spot in the order for the Cardinals as manager Gary Kendall goes for some additional speed on the base paths. Rotondo represents the tying run for the visitors. First and third, two gone. The left-handed hitting Nathan Church to the plate representing the go-ahead run for the Cardinals. This again is the weaker side of Tebow's splits on the mound. The right-hander tosses. Church takes outside for ball one. 24 pitches, 14 strikes for Tebow in what is turning out to be a lengthy ninth inning. The set, the 1-0. Church takes a strike on the outside corner. And a Bronx cheer from the crowd, feeling that Tebow was being squeezed by Warren Eubanks. First and third, two gone. 1-1 pitch is way inside for ball two. Final score up in Dunedin tonight. Tampa Tarpons 5, Dunedin Blue Jays 3. Marauders looking for a win to keep their lead at 2 games atop the West Division. The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 2. Church was guessing fastball. He got the back foot slider instead. Man on the corners, 2 outs. Tebow sets. His 2-2 pitch is swung on, drilled deep to right center field. Campagna to his left. Underneath it on the track, he leaps up, makes the catch. Ball game over. The Marauders win their 4th in a row here at Lee Cobb. Heart rate spiking everywhere here in Bradenton, Florida, but the Marauders hang on to win it by a final score of 7-5. A 4th consecutive victory. The Marauders locked down a series win over the Palm Beach Cardinals, and they have now won 7 of their last 8 games. The Marauders high five across the center of the diamond and celebrate a 4th consecutive win. What an intriguing finish. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show is coming your way. Don't go anywhere. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, beer and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next. To all of our Marauders listeners and viewers, hope your heart rate's doing okay right now. Kind of a tense ending in the ninth inning, but you and your team on the Marauders hang on to wrap up a 7-5 win over the Palm Beach Cardinals. Here's how tonight's game went down. Top of the second inning, Cardinals struck first in this game. In that top of the second, we saw a 2-out double by R.J. Yeager. He scored on an RBI single by Alex Iadesernia. Neither team scored in the third inning. Bottom of the fourth, Marauders got back to work after tying the score on a Juan Jerez RBI ground down the second. That bottom of the fourth saw a Jack Brannigan solo homer to right center field onto the boardwalk, his second single-A home run in just 6 games, and his first at Leacom Park. Later on that inning, Juan Jerez a walk, stole second base, took third on a throwing error on the play, and then scored on a wild pitch by Jose Davila. At that point, the Marauders led 3-1. The lead dwindled to 1 run in the top of the fifth, when Thomas Francisco blasted a no-doubt-about-it shot on the boardwalk in right field with Tanner Treadway running out of real estate out there. Top of the sixth inning, the Cardinals took their second lead of the evening. They got a leadoff walk from Junior, RBI single, his second of the game, and Darlene Moquette followed with a sac fly to deep center field, 4-3 Palm Beach at that point. Bottom of the seventh, the Marauders fought back yet again. Two-run double off the bat of Tanner Treadaway in his single-A debut just past the diving reach of Nathan Church out in left field. And Treadaway himself came in to score later on, and a wide Hendry single knocked off the right field wall. And the Marauders carried a 6-4 advantage after seven innings. In the bottom of the eighth inning, Bradenton added what turned out to be a much-needed insurance run. That came by way of a Sung Che Cheng RBI double that plated Dion Walker. Top of the ninth inning, things got a little dicey. Leadoff single by Jeremy Rivas. Victor Scott followed with a single of his own. First and third, nobody out. Brody Moore brought home a run with a ground out to the second baseman, Norquis Marcos. Thomas Francisco popped out. And then a walk by Elijah Cabell. Chris Rotondo pinch ran. But then Nathan Church sent one deep to the warning track in right center field. Sergio Campagna sprinted all the way out to the warning track and just shy of the wall, a little leaping grab. And that ended the ball game, so the Marauders just do hang on for the win tonight. Here are the happy totals in this game. For the Cardinals, 5 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors. They left 9 men on base. And for the Marauders, 7 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 7 men on base. The winning pitcher in relief is Johan Montero. Good job out of the bullpen. 2 1/3 scoreless innings, allowing only 2 hits. Walking none, striking out 3. The loss in relief goes to right-hander Brian Pope for the Cardinals. The save goes to Junior Tebow, his 7th of the season and his 1st in 1 month. Time of game tonight, 2 hours 28 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,198, 88 degrees and partly cloudy at the time of first pitch. With the Cardinals' loss, they now drop 4 in a row. Mired in a 4-game losing streak, they dropped to 23-18 in the second half. Their overall record now down to 53-52. The Marauders, with their victory, win their 4th in a row, their 7th of their last 8 games, improve their second half record to 27-14. They are now 56-50 overall, and they maintain a 2-game hold of first place over the second place over the Dunedin Blue Jays this evening. We will step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show continues. We'll name our player of the game and give you a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Hey Marauders fans! Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Marauders postgame show. It's time now to name our Marauders player of the game. Who else can we give it to but Tanner Treadaway in his single-A debut tonight. Treadaway lined a go-ahead 2-run double to left field, and that was the winning margin as it turned out to be for the Marauders in their 7-5 win. Tanner Treadaway, his first single-A hit, a go-ahead 2-run double in the 7th inning, and a close win over the Palm Beach Cardinals. Congratulations to Treadaway in his single-A debut tonight. Series wraps up tomorrow as the Marauders look for their fifth straight win and their eighth in their last nine games. They will send right-hander Po-Yu Chen to the mound against right-hander Trent Baker, who pitched the first game of the series back on Tuesday night. First pitch scheduled for noon tomorrow here at Leacom Park. We will be on the air for pregame coverage at 11:45 a.m. So, a 7-5 suspenseful, exciting win for the Marauders here on Space Night at Leacom Park. We hope you have all enjoyed it, whether you're sitting at home, watching or listening, or whether you've been down here at the ballpark, soaking it all in. We appreciate you for making us part of your Saturday night. For everyone here at the Marauders who has made this show all possible, this is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Leacom Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.